Bah, t'as des belles à madame. Hein. The Gemara, in the middle of a sugya, the Gemara has a problem. What is the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim? The Tanakhama holds that one is permitted to eat more than the Sviris, Oichol Poel Kishois, Afilu Bedina, and Rabbi Elazar Chisma holds Oichol Poel Yesar Al Schoroi, Chachamim Matirim, so the Chachamim are, but the Tanakhama, what is the difference? So the Gemara says, Iboi Saime, Ike Binayu, the Rav. The difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachomim is a Chiddush that Rav had said over. The Amar Rav, Motsosi Megillas Storim Be'Rabbechiya. Rav found in the Beis Medrash, on the house of Rav Chiya, he found a Megillas Storim. What is the title of Megillas Storim? That means, Bizman Rav Chiya was a cloud vorim Shebarpe Yatereshoy Lekoiswa. Torah had to be learned, Kosfeim Aluach Libecho. It had to be learned, Palpev. But Rav Chiya had heard a Chiddush. He was afraid he might forget this Chiddush. So he wrote it, but he hid it, that it should not be Nispalsim, because then it would be an oifen of learning Torah Shebalpev itself. So what did it say in this Megillah story? Because of Bo, Isi ben Yehuda Imel, Avchia wrote down, he had heard that Isi ben Yehuda had said, Amar dike chidush, Ki savoy bekerem reyecho, Bebiyas kol odom akosuv medabel. We had learned before, speaking about a poil, we saw the oil of Hashemesh. So speaking about a poil, and Nisi ben Yehuda said, he's speaking about kol adam, ki savoy bekerem reyecho, you can go and help yourself, walk into Yenem's kerem, and you can eat. Lebedik. That's what Nisi ben Yehuda said. Va'omar Rav, and Rav said on this member of Isi, Leishovik Isi Chayi Lechol Berye. So this Amar Dikazach, it became Shemitah Agantio, that everyone can come in and help themselves and eat. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, Amrita Leshmaite Kamidarach Kahane. I said over him, this whole membrane that Rav had found, the Megillah Storim with this member of Isi ben Yehuda, and Rav had said, Loshovik Isi Chayi Lechol Berye, and I said, maybe Pshat, in Isi ben Yehuda is as follows. Vume Bo'isin Besudosom, maybe it's speaking about, that's true, it's speaking about you don't have to be a poil, you don't have to be hired by the balabos, but a person can come into Yenem's field and work and eat. That means he can work for his meal, but not Tamaza, he comes and helps himself. Dilme ba'oisen b'sudosam da'avdu va'achlu. That was the Chiddush of Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda says, if I work in someone else's field on my own accord, even though I was not hired by the balabos, but I'm working for him. And why I'm doing it? I'm doing it, I should be able to eat also. I'm not doing it l'shem shemaim, but. So Isa ben Yehuda said a person is permitted to do this. So then it comes out, it's not as a gefelech le, the time of Rav le shavat Isi chai lechol belye, that means whoever comes in, they eat and they work. That's what Ravashi wanted to say pshat in Isi. Amali, so Rav Kahane told him, afilo hochi, afilo the way you say pshat in Isi, but the taina of Rav Leshovik, Isi, chayi lechol berye, is also applicable. Nechel elinish, loiger aguri, a person, it is preferable for him to be seicher poyelim. They say, and they should go and harvest his pardis. This eitzah of coming in and working and helping yourself is still not a pesazoi. A double rotzui for a bala kerem, for a bala pardis. Now let us see Rashi, but how this, we understand this, how b'chaychus this is with the machloikis of the Tanakam and the Chachamim. Megillah starim, Megillah Tamuna. This was a Megillah that was hidden. If he sha'os alichtev halachis, one is not permitted to write halachis. Person heard a chiddush and was afraid he might forget it. So he read it. He had written down what he had heard. Mastiri minai. Bevias kol odom vafilu einay schirai. So now Rashi had a girse. How we understand that this is the machloikis, the Tanakame and the Chachamim. Tanakame less like the Isi. Where do we see this? Because if we look at the lashon of the Tanakame, oichel poyel kishes. So the Tanakame said that in order to have a schus achile, you have to be a poyel. A poil means he's a hired worker. The Rabbonim Basroi Isluhu de Isi. They hold like Isi. Vahochi Koma Vachachomim Matirim Yech Lechel Yoiser Al Schoroi. The Chachomim Amater Chilik Am Rabbeloso Chisme. And they say you're allowed to eat more than the Schar. The halav socher nami yochel, and that goof is the raya, because you can have a person who doesn't get paid anything. He could also eat. That means Isi ben Yehuda's shtik teure is a person who's not getting paid. He's eating, but he's not getting paid. So that yeser al schoroi, he's not getting any schiras. Baal pikein is permitted to eat. So therefore, the chaylik and Rabbi Lezer chisma who said, the eating is mugbol, you can only eat as much as the schiris is. So they said, no, you can eat after you eat. There's no schiris whatsoever. So all the time the eating is more than the schiris. So that is the machloikis, the Tanakame and the Chachame. Let us see Taisviz. Iboy Yiseime, the Rav Ike Benayu. The Tanakame, Shemaskir poil, Leslie the Rav, he says clearly, Oichel poil kishes. Ba'av al gav the Isi ben Yuda Ayri ba'oisen bisudos, and he's not eating for free. He's working. We come back in the mikri poil, it's not called a poil. Kivim shalom midas palabayis oisen. They're entering the pardes without the das of the balabos. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Iboilohu, Poyu Mishaloi hu oichu, Oy Mishel Shomayim hu oichu. This halacha, that a poyu is permitted besides the schiras he gets, there is a bonus he's permitted to eat. What is pshat in this? Mishaloi hu oichu, Oy Mishel Shomayim hu oichu. Let us see Rashi. Mishaloi hu oichu, Toi sefes schar hu sheisifo loi toira. That means there is a schiris that the balabos made with the poyu. There's a payment that he's paying him for his work. And there's a toisves schar sheisifo loi toira. The toira says, besides this, there's a toisves. You can eat while you're working. So this is a toisves schar sheisifo loy toira. So this is a schiris, the toira gave him a right to eat. Oy, mishel shamayim. Not a schiris the kidim. Bematnas gmilis chasodim. Kishar matnas anir. I mean, someone normally a person who works in the field is not from the Ashirim. It's hard work. So Mustami is an Oni. So the Torah said that he's permitted to eat while he's working. But it's not Mitam Schiris. It's not a chelik of his wages. It's a matona min ha-shamayim. Kishar matnas ani. In Lamay Nafkimine, let's go back to the Gemara, Lamay Nafkimine, the Omar, he said, Tnu li'ishti ubonai. He said that instead of I have a right to eat, I won't eat. I want my wife and children to eat bim koimi. He amrit mishaloi huwaichu yavin lohu. So if his schus achile is a schiris azah, that means in the schiris he received schusei achile, so these schusei achile are transferable. So he can give them over to his wife, to his children. Aliyamrit Mishel Shamayim Uoichel, but if you learn the Tagmilas Chesed that the Torah gave to the worker, he's permitted to eat. Lamaynat Mishel Shamayim Uoichel, Lididei Zochi Lerachmone, he has a right to eat. The Ishta Yabonam Lezochi Lo Rachmona. But they don't have a right to eat. It's a Gmilas Chesed to him. And since it's a Gmilas Chesed to him, it is not transferable to someone else. So he will not be able to transfer the Schus Achila to his wife and children. Let us see Rashi. Tnu Achilosi Leishti Yabonai. Yavina lohu, so if we hold Mishaloi Yoichu, so we let them eat. Ki heichi de biyodai liten schori lecho mishi yirtze. Just like the schiris he is going to receive for his work, he can transfer the schiris to whoever he wants to. So this schus achila, which is a teisvis on the schiris, can also transfer to whoever he wants to. But if you learn Mishel Shamayim Uoichu, Lididei Zochi Lei Rachmona Bitztoke. The Torah gave him Tzedoke, he's working. So the Torah said, while you're working, you're permitted to eat. But it's not a chelek of the schiris. So Rashi says, v'chol zman v'loy mota liyodei loy zochilei v'loy svei liyishto yabomo. That means it's a tzedokah. So when he'll get it, perhaps then he could give it. But he can't say, let them eat and I'll work. Kol zman loy zochilei, he has nothing yet. The Torah gave tzedokah to a worker that while working he can eat. The mistame, the whole shaila is that they are eating also b'shas pula. They're not better than him. The mitzvah is a schus achila to eat b'shas pula. So the shaila is this schus achila transferable? If you hold b'shaloi, huwaichel, it's transferable. If you learn Michel Shamayim, so it's not his, to Motel Yoda. Let us see Taisvis. Yamrib Micheloi Huaychel, Yevinulu. The Mishas Shesachoi, Avekeilu Hisne Imoi. It's just like the Bailam was Masne, that he's going to give it to him. That means even though this is not made up, but since the Torah says that this is mischusei apoyel, so have a kilo hisne imoy. Vili mishel shamayim huaycho, lo yabine lohu, we will not give to them, shloizike lo yakosav alamashu hu lo yeis vo'oycho, ve'en leikoyach liten klum. So Taisvis and the Goyim says it seems that Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi seems to say that if you hold Mishel Shamayim Uweichel, but when it's Motel Yodoi, when he good it, say he doesn't have any schusim, but when it's Motel Yodoi, it will become his, and then he could give it leash to Yobono. And Taisvis says, we hold Mishel Shamayim, nothing is his. Elamashu Loi is Voichel. Could be when he's eating it also not his. He only has schusei achila. He could eat it, but it's not his to eat. Or a kaponim, it's only his b'shas achilosei, so it's impossible to give it to someone else. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. My, what is the din? Toshma. Eichel poyo. We learned in the Mishnah, Eichel Poyel Kishais Vafilu Bedina. That the Poyel can eat Kishais Vafilu Bedina, and the Chiddush Vafilu Bedina is, that Afilu this is more than the Schiris. Peseves Vafilu Bedina. Yamrit Mishaloi Hua. So we see that the Tanakama holds, the Machlekes, but upon him, the Tanakama holds that the poyel can eat more than the schiris. If we will say that the whole inyan of Achilles poyel is a hisofa on the schiris, so how do we understand this? Oiger bedanke ochel bezuze. That a person, the schiris is 1/6 of a zuz, and he eats a zuz, he eats a dinner, and the schiris is a sixth. How can we understand that this is a hisofa on the schiris? Hisofa on the schiris means, a little bit more. But it should be, that to understand this, that he could eat more than the etzem schiris, that's difficult to understand. So how do we understand the Tanakama? There's a raya, but it's not a sof on the schiris. The schiris is schiris. The Torah was going to chesed to the poyel. He's allowed to eat pishas mais. When he's allowed to eat, whatever he feels like eating. So that's a little bit more understandable. I mean, the two balabatim here, the one who hired him, and he was kebeya aschiris, And there is one that, Mr. Rabbi Shlom, who is giving him Matnas Aniyim. So then the Kasha is not so bad. I mean, they're two different things. The Sirius is what the Bailam is paying him, and then this is a Gmilas Chesed from the Rabbi Shlom. Agavuche, I saw in Ayelas HaShachar, Klaus HaShailem, in Rabbi Loza Chisma says that he can only eat, what is the taich scholoi? Is the schar the taich, what he, the agreement between him and the balabos, but he and the balabos agreed that he should get paid, that's called scholoi. And now there's a din, he's not permitted to eat yeser al schoroi. Or is schoroi what normally what people get paid for this job? Not pedaka what this balabos made up with them, but a normal poil gets. So he says, yes, Sakasha, let's just mention the kasha. He says, if we will say schoroi is what the balabos made up with him, that's a tight scholar. So he says, then it's a little difficult to understand the Gemara's kasha. I mean, like this. A person hired a poil. He sees this poil is a bar achila, that he's going to eat a lot, he sees. So when he was keveya, the schiris, so he took everything into consideration. Well, he's going to eat a dinner, I'll pay him a sixth of a dinner, and shalom al Yisrael. So it's no kasha. He's eating a dinner and he's getting paid. The Malabos made this cheshbon. And everything goes into the schiris. If you learn there's a standard price, then we can understand a little better the Gemara's kasha that Oiga Bedankin and Ochel Bezuse. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Tanakhama that he holds Mishal Shamayim Uvoichu. Zuma says, no. Vela mai Mishal Shamayim Uvoichu. Soif soif oige bedamke oichu bezuze. It's also schwer. I mean, that the Torah is giving him schusi achila more than the schiris is worth. Ela mai yisloch lameima rachmona zochila. Listen, the Torah gave him this chusachanami. So we can't make too much of an asik out of this horem. The Torah gave him a chus. So whatever the longest is, it's mishaloi, mishal shamayim. It's something that we have to be mekabel. Let's see what Rashi says. Ochel bezuze bikmiye. Right, so from the Reisha, we don't have so much of a right. Toshma, Abeloza Chisma Oima, Vayoichel Poil Yoisa Al Scholoi. He's not permitted to eat more than the Schiris. Vachachomim Matir. So now we have here a Machloikis, Vachachomim and Abeloza. He permitted to eat more than the schiris. And the Gemara held, so what's the machloikis? Al kochok, the machloikis is misvore. And he says like this, he says like this. And then no one brings any psukim, so mistome, the machloikis and svore. My love, bohok emiflegi, the marsova, mishaloi huwaichel, rabbalazo, chisma holds, mishaloi huwaichel, that it's, that the achilas, Peiris is a schiris to get in. So memele, so it's tichadat mastava that he should eat more than the schiris, that the taisra should be more than the ikar. Umasava, Michel Shamayim, Uvoichu. Moses says, loy. Bekula ome, Michel loy Uvoichu, Vahoche bekenach, It's not a machlokes in Svore, it's a machlokes in Psukim. Mar sovar ki nafshecho ki dovor shemoyser nafshei olov. Ki nafshecho means the schiris that is moyser nefesh. Unoysei nafshei olov. When the pasuk speaks about the schiris, it says he's noysei nafshei, he's moyser nefesh for it. So the pasuk says he can eat ki nafshecho as much as the schiris. That's a gzeres hakosov. Umar sovel, a different rash. Kinav shecho, manav shecho im chasam tapotav, apoyil im chasam tapotav. Now let us see Rashi. Vachalto kinav shecho, כדבר שאתה מויסר נפשך אלו, לאליס פקביש ולאליס וילון, אתה מויסר נפשך למיסר, והיינו סחורי, and that's the schile. Now let us see תאיסוויס, כן נמצא בספורים ישונים, Now, our Gersis will just see, the Gemara wanted to say the Machlokes, Chabalos Achism hold Mishaloi Weichel, and Chamol Mishal Shemaim Weichel. And the Gemara was Matchen, no, the Machlokes is, Vidash and Kenav Shecha. Yamad Isonak, Isotaisva says, the Gersis, כנימצא בספורם ישונם, כנירה לגרעיס, לאי. Not the way you said the מחלקס is בספורם, it's a נפשך כמפלגי. מחלקס is בכנפשך. ואילאו כנפשך, without the possible, אבמי דקולרמה, דאיכל יויסה מכדי סחורי. רחמון הזוכה לאי. That means, could be, that you hold, Michel Shemaim Oweichel, so Mamela he could eat whatever he wants to eat. There's a meat of Kenav Shecho. Without a posik, that's when you need a posik according to Rabbi Loza Chisme. The Loi Garcina, and this is our Girse, the Kulaum and Micheloi Oweichel. Now this is very schwer. If everyone holds Micheloi Oweichel, that because Mishaloi Hu Oichel, that's why Rabbi Loza Chisma needs a posik, and that's why the Tanakam, and that's why the Chachamim hold he can eat more? It's very schwer. Because Mishaloi, the Koshkin Mishamayim Hu Oichel, the Abba Oichel, yes, the Mechdei Schore, Ilav Kenav Shecho. The Gemara seems to say, according to Agirsim, that only because of Kenav Shecho, according to Rabbi Loza Chisme, he can only eat at Kedei Schore. So that's because he owes Mishaloi Oichel. And if he owes Mishal Shemaim Oichel, Mishamayim Oichel is Zichra Svor can eat more. He loves Kenav Shecho. V'yeshli Yashiv Agirse. So Toysi says we could be Miyashiv Agirse. Not that they have to hold Mishaloi. משום דמיקור אבבוי למפשט מתן נקמה דמישל שמיים הולך. That was the sword, that's what you need more than the schiris. ודוחלו, מה זה? No, he could hold, not מוכח. He could hold משלוי הולך. נוחי זה רופוי שיט מדברי חכומי. ואתם יהיה מהמחלוק את חבלוס החיסמן לחכומי. דגמור על המחלוק את זה נצפורת. Since our koch the chomim who hold that he eats yosem mischore, so they hold mishal shemaim uvoicho. Vim came tanakama namisa vohochi. So now, if it's machlokes and svore, the chomim hold eat yosem mischore because mishal shemaim uvoicho. Vim came tanakama namisa vohochi. The bein tanakama chomulek al hod amor mlel. So We're back where we started from. So, Mustama, they all hold Mishal Shemaim Oichel. But they haima, Loilam Eimeloch, Mishaloi Hu Oichel, Kamesha Dachisi Lachalamal. It's not Mucha. You could, not you have to say, you could also say Mishaloi Hu Oichel. Not Mucha to say Mishal Shemaim Oichel. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Toshma, Nozir sha'omar tnu le'ishti yabonai ein shaymila. No, Yeva Nozir is working. Remember, he can't eat anything about the hashot. So, tnu le'ishti yabonai ein shaymila. Now, vi amrit mishaloi huayichu amai ein shaymila. What? I said, he is a schus achila. He's not allowed to eat. Fine, he's not allowed to eat, but a kaponim amayin shaymiloi. So the Gemara says, Hosem mishum leich leich omrin, vezires cher cher, lekarmo loy sikra. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Nozir sha'osor banovim, shum leich leich omrin, vezires cher cher, lekarmo loy sikra, kloyma. Knosso hu de konsum sheyimna atzmoy milahaskel lanovin. That means they can't, they don't want a nozer is no business hiring himself to work in a car. That's a kaponim, you don't put yourself in a nesoyin. You fakert, you bereach from a nesoyin. So fakert, so he hired himself to work in a kerem, so Chazal took away from him the schus achille. And not that he's not allowed to. No. You hired yourself to work in a kerem, so they took away from him the schus achille. So he doesn't have a schus achille, so it's very good. So therefore, he can't give it to the wife. He doesn't have a schus achille. Let us see Taisvus. We amrit mishaloi oichol amayin shaymeloi. In time, the my porich. What's the kasha? Ok, even the who ain't a yochel lechel, have like a choyle, shayn a yochel, litain lahem. I'm going to look at Taisvus. So Mishnah Salevi says he doesn't know where Taisvus got this from, but Taisvus held for a double kosher. That a poil, that's a choyle, and he doesn't have any appetite, so he can't give it to somebody else. I mean, the pshat is, the schus achila that he has, he's hungry, and he would eat, and he could eat, and he has a right to eat, and so he can transfer it to someone else. But the minute he's not up to eating, so the Torah never gave him a shein, he doesn't have a schus achila, the Torah didn't say something, so it's not a hefkevel. Person who's hungry and has an appetite in the middle of working, the Torah gave him this chus achila. Achila is not hungry, so finish. So hektaisu, so another is like achila. Yeshloim b'leidom b'lachila. Achila ain't tov l'peirish alafonah. He doesn't have any taivetei. L'achila is achila rachmanas. He doesn't have any, the Torah didn't give stamazoi. If there's no need to eat the peiris, Zochile, Zochile, Echmona, Avu Nozer, Detoib, Zochile, Kishapoy. Vim Toima, so you brought a raya, but you don't say, Mishaloi Uweichu, this Mishaloi Uweichu, so why can't he give it? You didn't know the Indian of Knas, so if it's Mishaloi Uweichu, why can't he give it? So what do you want to say? Mishal Shemayim Uweichu, that's why he can't give it. So if it's Mishal Shemayim Uweichu, why does the mention Nozer? Vim tol mev el amai Mishal Shemayim Uweichu, mkein amai noket Nozer, so no one is allowed to give it. Mishloi meduch the milsa noket, she Nozer, ogaloi mekein lefish, hain oichu. That means, this eichet himse, that he says, nu leishti yabonai, can only be found by a Nozer. A normal person who's working and then the whole day, he's nita zagute. he wouldn't say Gnulish Tibonis. That's Hichaptonosa. Yet, Toshma learned another Baraisa. Poyu Sha'oma Tnuli Ishti Ubonai ain't shaymin like. He said, Tnuli Ishti Ubonai ain't shaymin like. The Amri Mishaloi Huaychum. If you hold Mishaloi Huaychum, am I ain't shaymin like? Yes, thinking about a poyu that says ain't shaymin like. So the Gemara says, my poyu nozer. But this poyu is not speaking about a poshet. The poyu is speaking about a nozer. And the nozer they cancel. Like the Gemara, until the Bosanya nozer, Bosanya poyu. We have a baraisa, a nozer, ain't shaymin like. And now we have another baraisa that says poyu. So we see that this is not speaking about a nozer. So the Gemara says, midi gabi hadodetanyan. That means this is midi gabi adodetanya. They're two different barais. It would be the same barais, and it would say poil shomar nozer shomar. So then the poil is not a nozer, but they're two different barais. So the second barais is speaking about a nozer, and they call them a poil. Because, as we mentioned in Tosis before, because a stam poil who's masking to give away to his wife and children is a nozer. But we're talking about a nozer taka. Toshma, another baraisa. Minayin le poil sh'oma tnu le ishti yubonai, she'en sh'aymin loy, she'nema, elkel yecho loy sitay. Now here, the baraisa brings a posse. Velkel Yecho Loisite is a very interesting Kriya Sefer. Kriya Sefer says, how does it come into Velkel Yecho Loisite? The Chol Ma She'ene Oichol Havikinoisein Lekelov Lehoilicham Lebeisai. That means like this. That is close. That the whole schus achila of a poyo is only bishas meloch. He's only allowed to eat bishas meloch. Vel kel yechol oisite means don't put in your keli and take it home. You'll have what to eat tonight. Chas v'sholom. The whole heta is only bishas meloch. So the baraisa says, if you say give it to your wife and children, so this is equivalent like you're saying, I want to take it home. I'm not eating it b'shas malacha. I want to take it home. That's why the Baraisa brings the posuk vel kel yecho loy sita. So akaponim yisit, giving to the wife and children, you can't transfer your chisas achila, saying you want to take it home. So you see that mishol shamayim oich. So the Gemara says, okay, now me nozer. We're talking about a nozer. The Gemara, Yehochi Mishum Al Kel Yecho Leisitei, Mishum Lech Omrin Nezirehu. So if we're speaking about a nozer, so the reason by a nozer is because they constant him, you know, right? Working in a kerem. So the Gemara says, Enoch Hanam. Ba'aydi diktoni lo beloshem poil, kanosim lo kro de poil. That means the Pasuk is an asmach. We're talking about a nozer. And from a nozer, we took away the schus achila from him. So therefore, whatever he says is like, it will not be eaten, will be eaten home, because he doesn't have a schus achila anymore. So the Barai says, since we call them a poyel who's not eating, but he's a poyel who's not eating, does not have a schus achila, so we use the posik el kel yecho leisite. Konosiv lo bereise kro de poyu lo oilam mit rabononi o kro smach te baume. It's speaking about a nozer and the kro smach te baume. Toshma, Hasoicha Esapoyo, Liktois Betainim. Now, Liktois Betainim is, he hired a poyo that he should spread out Tainim Besodet, they should dry out. Hasoicha Esapoyo, Liktois Betainim, Sarashi says, Liyavsham Besodet, Lasois Ktsiyos. Ktsiyos are dried out Tainim. And that's why he hired a poyel. So now, the case is as follows. The case is that there are tainim that are being spread out by the poyel. Areza oichu upoto min amaisa. So, it's considered areza oichu. So the poyel who is working now is spreading out the tainim. Areza oichu upoto. The given the oindois liktois leinigmara melachta. So that means Rashi Lechayre is saying two things over here. Number one, Allah is a poyel only has a schus achile before it's nigma melachta. You learn that from Daish. Nigma melachta lemais. He doesn't have a schus achile. That's number one. Here it says areza oichu. And number two, a potam in a maisa doesn't have to give maisa. So between you and me, a person can eat dried, can eat fresh tainim also. So there'd be a svara to say it's nigma malachtam, so he should never schusa chilun ishbechai v'maisa. So Rashi says, no, the kivin do oim do is liktois, no, these tainim are not oimit to be eaten raw. The fresh, the oimet to be eaten, to dry them up. Fine. So the first thing is kabbalistic. Amenas sha'oichu ani ubni. What if he went over to the Bailim, and he told the Bailim, that listen, I want that both of us should be able to eat. So Rashi says, She'enoi niskar lebalabais. That means the son is not niskar lebalabais. He's working. And he tells the balabos, you know, I want that we should eat together. And l'chayre, between you and me, this means as follows. That means that normally, I would eat, let's say, 10 tainim a day. So I'm going to eat 5 and he's going to eat 5. She'oichal ani yubni. He told him, listen, even though my son isn't working, so what, he's going to eat 5 tainim, I'm going to eat 5 tainim. She'enoi niska labalabais. Oishayoichal bni bischori. Now we'll not learn the next Rashi, which is a very shver Rashi. But we'll learn the way the Ramban says pshat in this Gemara. This is the easiest way pshat in the Gemara. Sheyoichol b'ni b'schori means, no, he's going to eat all 10 tainim. In place of me, I'm not going to eat anything. Sheyoichol b'ni b'schori. So the din is, so according to the Ramban, let's just deviate from Rashi now a little. And so we have here two cases. The first case was that we'll share. The second case is he's going to eat bimkoimi. Hu oichel upoto. So in the first case, when he does eat, so he's potter for myself because we had before in Pesayinim at base that our poil. It's not like a lekeach. It's not like a mekach. Rashi had a whole cheshbon that a lekeach is a chshivus of mekach even before gemar malachas chayav v'maisa, because mekach is machshiv v'yachila. So, but a poyel doesn't eat out mekach. That's part of his chiras. He doesn't eat out mekach. So who oichel upoter? The Torah gave him this kiddush. So he is permitted to eat, and he's potter for Maisa. But in both cases, when the son eats, in the first case they share, the second case the son eats, the whole thing is chayev. He's chayev the Maisa. So now let us just dwell on this for 1 minute. Now, if we say Mishel Shamayim Hu Eichel, so it comes out like this, that Bechlal, he is not a Bailim to give over his Schus Achila to the son. Fine? So when this, so if he made up with the Bailim that the son should eat, so the Bailim gave the son a right eat. I mean, it's not, I'm giving over my schus achila. Your schus achila is not transferable. Michel Shamayim Boich. So it's also out the seats of the Bailam gave him a right to eat. So that is equivalent to a chshivis of Mekach. In Mekach, you chayiv to be mafresh maisres until before Gmar Moloch. So let us see. Who oichu? He is permitted to eat because he has a right to eat. We have a pasuk kenaf shecha, whatever it is. So mamela hu oichel hu potter, hu benoy oichel v'chayev. But the son eats out the ktitza of the bailam. The bailam gave him the right to eat. So the Bnoi is not deriving the father's Schusei Achila. The Ben is deriving the Schusei Achila from the Bailam. So that's like Mekach. The Amrit, Mishaloi Hu Oichel, but if you will say Mishaloi Hu Oichel, that the Amrit, Mishaloi Hu Oichel, if you say Mishaloi Hu Oichel, so it comes out that the son is taking, is the mokim the father. So just like the father is not mafresh maisres on his achila, that we had before, that a poyer is not mafresh maisek and afshecha, so who within the son also should not be mechuyev mafresh maisa. And the emison, that what they made up with the, it said like this, amanas sha'oichel ani yubni. They made up with the bailam. So if you hold mishaloi yu'oichel, you didn't have to make up with the bailam. You don't need the bailam in ganzen. Just like when he said, amanas sha'oichel ani. The ani you have to make up with the bailam. I don't make up anything with the bailam. I have a schus achila. So he made up with the bailam, but it doesn't mean anything. So ubni, if you hold mishaloi uveichol, now he said ubni is also gonish mekonish. That means the schus achila of the ben is coming from the father's schus achila, not that the bailam is makne him. Yamad mishaloi uveichol bnoi amai chayis, why is the ben chayim amaisis, oma ravine mishim demechse kemekach. The ravine said, this is the Ramban's pshat, that it's mechse kemekach. That means, since he made up with the bailam, so even though the poil also made up with the bailam, and this chusachil is not from the bailam, but the poil is working. So we see this opmach with the bailam is boren betailam umvutolim. His whole chusachil is because he's working. So then, it's not mechzi kemeka. The son is not working. So even though in oimekad boren, the son did not acquire the schus achila from the bailam, but he got it from his father, because mishaloi uveichol. Afal pikein, it looks like a mekach, And that's why they said that the son is chayav to be mafrish maaser.